News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now it's the real player's turn.
This is how the real is supposed to sound.
You are now watching the throne. Don't let me get in my zone.
All right, you know what time it is. You're listening to Real Talk with Rashad Richard, the realest man in radio.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make that ass drop. To stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is all right.
What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. Don't forget to check me out, CBS 46 tonight at 6 o'clock. Also, my articles in Rolling Out Magazine, rollingout.com. And tomorrow, my documentary will air on Peachtree TV. We have the live viewing at the gathering spot. In the studio, I have the pleasure of introducing someone I follow for many years. I'm a huge fan. Really, DJ Darnell, on the inside, I'm really screaming like an 8-year-old girl at a candy store. But I'm really keeping my composure at the moment. Yeah, you acted like an 8-year-old girl. So I'm doing better than you, sir. In the studio, Erica Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Actress, writer. You've seen her on Living Single, The Cosby Show, Beyond, Queen Sugar. We've had the cast of Queen Sugar in here.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, really good people. How are you?
I'm good. You know, if you're acting like a 6-year, what is it, 9-year-old girl, I sound like an 8-year-old boy.
No.
So we're even. we're even.
No, not at all.
I'm doing great. You know, I'm here in Atlanta doing something. I have a lot of people don't know that I have a company called Color Farm Media.
Okay.
Mission is to bring more inclusivity and diversity to film, television, and tech. So we call ourselves the Motown of film, television, and tech.
I love it.
So we're here in Atlanta encouraging creators of color to come out to the workshop tomorrow that will be at the Plaza, or tonight with Stacey Abrams. She's going to come out and talk about the industry in Atlanta and her commitment to, of course, your great film and television, your powerhouse here.
We're big time now.
Exactly. But also to theater. I mean, there's production, local production. Theater, and we want to make sure that people know that we are looking for them. So right now, we're focused on that. It's a 10-city tour. Atlanta's our big play, and it's appropriate because Atlanta figures so greatly now in Hollywood. It's not Hollywood. It is Black Hollywood.
Yeah.
But when I say Black Hollywood, it does the most in America for that industry.
Let me ask you this, and we'll get back to the tour.
Okay.
Okay. Do you age?
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
You didn't see me limp up the steps when I came? Okay. Well, there you go.
Are you like a vegan? What do you do?
No,
you obviously do something.
No, I wish. You know what it is? Thank you for Rashad. You know, look in the mirror. There you go. I think that if God said you're going to suffer, mean to Black people, he said you're going to suffer beautifully.
Wow.
Most of us,
yeah,
I think, have really good genes and DNA. And if you take care of yourself decently, you do all right. And I like to think that I get my sleep. I never stayed out. I wasn't a hip hopper like that. I'm not a big drinker. But also, I have to say, I think I like to laugh a lot. And I think it comes from attitude, and a lot of love that I get from everybody when they see me. So I think it reflects.
When you and I were talking before the show,
mm-hmm.
I expressed to you that there's something so authentic about you over the air, right?
Thank you.
And it is easy to tell you're brilliant. And now we are talking about your business enterprise and how you figured out different paths in the industry.
Yeah.
When did that begin for you?
I was discovered when I was 14 in a basement theater called Freedom, New Freedom Theater in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But I tell people, that's not where I began my journey. Both my parents were orphans. I was born in Winslow, Arizona. I was raised in Flagstaff. Both my parents were orphans. I lived the first 11 years of my life in a hotel called Starlight off of Route 66.
Wow.
My father was an itinerant preacher, Church of God in Christ Baptist.
Kojic.
Had his first heart attack at 35.
Wow. 35.
35. So he changed his denomination to Lutheran, and they sent him to the Lutheran Theological Seminary in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I say that is because a lot of who I am has to do with those early days where they call it, We were the working poor. It's exactly when they're talking about, oh, these are the, we were dumpster diving. We were digging around in our couches for change. That's how we, that wasn't extra money to go fun with. That was gas money and rent money. And I started at 5 knocking on people's doors asking for a job.
Wow.
Could I sweep their porch, take out their trash? And, you know, I say a little funny thing to say, you know, I was glad to get 50 cents. My brothers, perhaps they could get more by shoveling. We're up in the mountains, mm-hmm. shoveling snow. So, you know, a $20 bill was mythological. I mean, but that's how mm-hmm. we lived. Mm-hmm. So I believe that, to me, I've never met a stranger. I met people that if I was kind and could talk and communicate, perhaps I could survive. And that's how I come to it. So I think if there's any authenticity, it's because I don't have anything to hide. And most importantly, you know, I've been very, very fortunate to have been championed by people who don't necessarily know me, like you. And I'm here. I am sitting here, and it's kind. It's kindness. I get to talk about what I'm doing. But you know, if there weren't you, there would be no one for us out here. I mean, to be black and be in this business is difficult.
Yeah. You have this 10. It's a 10 city tour.
Yes.
And what's the duration of the tour?
The duration is, okay, so we've been doing it all summer. I've already gone to Detroit. We've okay. been in Cleveland. We were at the Caramu Theater. Again, the venues have been free. The event is free for everyone to come. We're here in Atlanta at the Plaza and at the Moonshine Productions, post-production house. We'll also be at in Raleigh, Compton. Aja Brown, Mayor Aja Brown is helping us with that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, and we'll be in Philadelphia. My nieces have the Limitless Music Festival that they do each year. They sing, and they're we're going to be piggybacking on them, too.
Shout out to Compton University, because they actually listened to my show.
Oh, nice.
In one of the classes. One of the classes, a professor there, he allows his students to listen to my show as a case study. And then
wow.
at the end of the semester, they do some type of paper or research analysis.
That's smart.
Yeah, so big ups to Compton. Okay. You're in the A. This is open. Anybody can come?
Anybody can come. Anybody can come. They can come on seedandspark.com/colorful and sign up, or Color Farm Media, which is my company. Go and join up. Tell us who you are. And by the way, if you're not able to come, you're able to submit your project and start crowdfunding. So here's the deal. We're trying to get 50 pilots greenlit this year through this rally. People will
wow.
green light themselves. You put up your program, and if you crowdfund, you say, I need $5,000. We help educate people on how to do it, to reach beyond their community. There are no borders anymore. Sometimes they say, well, I don't know anybody with money. I said, that's exactly what we're trying to teach you,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, Hollywood may not be looking for you, but we are. But the first person who has to fund themselves is you. You want to get your ideas out. But a lot of people don't write well because they don't read anything.
Yeah.
So there's a level of education that has to come up. We have to show people what screenplays look like versus, you know, a different type of script. There's all sorts of things that go into it that can make it more difficult than people know. So they might have good ideas, but not necessarily the education or the level of expertise they need. So we try to help them.
Give out the website again.
It's colorfarmmedia.com or seedandspark.com/colorful.
All right. DJ Darnell, make your submission. You got the cartoon. I mean, he really does. He has a cartoon.
That's excellent. That's
on,
exactly.
Man.
By the way, we're Tribeca Film Festival will be as our partner, too. And so we have mentors from all over. Sony, Paul Garnes is one of them. He did
wow.
Selma and Queen
oh,
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all in there helping. So
big stuff.
Yeah. And I did 2 comic books, graphic novel Concrete Park and Josh Weed and Giles. A black girl vampire is over 200 years old. It's a Buffy the Vampire spinoff. And I wrote it.
Wow.
With Joss.
Now, you sure that black female vampire wasn't based on a true story? Because...
Oh, I've seen many black women vampires. I'm sorry.
Because I had one back in 98.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's why you look so young.
Ah.
You got bit, Touché. Brother. You got bit.
Trying to
black
get bit again.
Black girls bite. Black girls bite.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. DJ Darnell, Rashad, I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. This has been Real Talk with Rashad Richard. I am the realest man on radio. Thanks to my producer, DJ Darnell. I appreciate you, homie, for holding me down. All of my great guests today, and to you, especially to you, the WAOK listener. Without you, there is no us. If I've agreed with you or disagreed with you, just know I've done it all out of love. And to Gene Ross, the boss, who makes all of this happen every single day. Follow me on Twitter at Rashad1380, at RASHAD1380. Follow me. I will try to follow you. Join the Facebook group page, Real Talk with Rashad Richard. Real Talk with Rashad Richie, honest exchange of ideas is the purpose. Find me on Instagram, Rashad.Richie or Rashad_Richie, either way is fine. If you would like me to speak to your nonprofit group, organization, church, or school, send all requests to Richie316, RICHEY316@gmail.com. All of my archived interviews, commentary, and articles can be found at either V-103.com, WAOK.com, CBS46.com, or RollingOut.com. More importantly than all of that is this. Remember to get connected or stay connected to a mentoring group or nonprofit in your local community. None of us are perfect, but anytime you help someone become a better them, it always helps you become a better you. I'm living proof. Tough times don't last always, but tough people always do. Until next time, Atlanta, be well.